Now, tell me about this robot that MU Healthcare is using.
This is something that we've been using for about 3 years now. It's a machine that shines UV light, and the UV light provides disinfection to the areas that the light touches. And so we have been using that as one of the interventions in our hospital disinfection and cleaning program in patient care areas.
Okay. Why was there a need for such an invention?
So I'll speak generally rather than specific to University of Missouri Healthcare, although I can get us to University of Missouri Healthcare. There are many things that we do to remove potentially infectious agents in the environment. Good cleaning practices, good cleaning products, vigilance, trying to reduce exposure as much as possible. All of those things are important and standard and getting better over time. We are very committed to, as an organization and in healthcare in general, to preventing every healthcare-associated infection that we can. And this is a technology that is additive to the other things that we use to decrease potential environmental exposure to infectious bacteria, viruses, et cetera. One unique feature of, or one special feature of the UV disinfection is that it does treat the spore form of bacteria called Clostridium difficile, which is one of the healthcare-associated infections that we nationally and we, of course, locally, because we're a hospital, worry about. We, as a healthcare organization, didn't specifically make this purchase 3 years ago because we thought that we had some unmet problem, but as yet one more layer, one more intervention that would allow us to see further reductions, ongoing reductions in our healthcare-associated infections. And, in fact, we have.
Okay. Where are the robots most used?
We decided up front the specific rooms that we would use on a routine basis. So we have rooms that are designated for isolation in the hospital for patients who have some sort of infectious disease that could be spread to others through the hospital environment. Also in our operating rooms, in our kidney dialysis unit, cardiac catheterization labs, endoscopy labs for GI procedures, bronchoscopy suites, which is where we do scope testing into patients' airways. So those are all areas where we know that generally there's more of a risk of surface contamination with bacteria or viruses, and also, you know, our most vulnerable patients. And so we began the routine treatment of those areas on a scheduled basis with the UV disinfecting treatment, the robot treatment.
Okay. How long does a robot take to clean a room?
So this is in addition to the usual cleaning. So the housekeeper will come in and clean with the appropriate cleaning products, and then in the designated areas we'll use the UV disinfecting robot. The one individual disinfection treatment takes 5 to 6 minutes per cycle. However, just because of the way a room is laid out, one cycle may not be sufficient to catch all the surfaces or cover all the surfaces that we're concerned about. And so typically a room will take more like 2 to 3 cycles, depending on the size and the configuration of the room. So about 15 minutes in addition to the standard cleaning time.
Okay. What is the most difficult germ this robot kills?
Oh, that's hard to answer. Probably, you know, there are lots of germs that we worry about that vary in likelihood. All of the germs, we do get periodic statements from the manufacturer of the particular machine that we have that tell us about their, when they study the UV light on particular germs, do they go away? Do we kill them? And most of the time, that's, you know, either 100% or just a little bit under 100%, greater than 99% for sure, on all of the data sheets that we've received from them. The one bacteria where this is probably has most of a role, as I mentioned earlier, is the Clostridium difficile, just because some of our cleaning products, not all cleaning products, treat the spore form, and we want to make sure we get rid of that as well. That's a really durable form of that bacteria.
Okay. Are there many hospitals that use this technology?
I don't know the answer to that. I know that we certainly weren't the first. We weren't stepping out on a limb to use it. We felt like when we made this purchase 3 years ago, we were making it based on reasonable research and experience of use. It hasn't been, these UV disinfecting robots haven't been around, you know, for decades, but there was enough history at the time of our purchase that we thought that it was a sound decision. Does every hospital have it now, have one now? I certainly don't know that. I certainly don't know that.
Okay. How many robots does the MU healthcare system have?
We have three.
Okay.
And we have them because of the fact that our facilities are spread out. So they're not hard to move around. They're not hard to move around within a building. But to move it from building to building puts the robot at risk and also is just a little bit more cumbersome. So we have one specifically for our Women's and Children's Hospital, one specifically for our Missouri Orthopedics Institute, and one specifically for University Hospital.
Okay. And how much does one robot cost?
Let me see if I have that. The number that I have, I don't know what our price tag was, but the general number that I have is the one robot is about $85,000.
Okay.